I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbals. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Aldershot. Thanks to Aldershot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. hour number two. Folks, if you missed any portion of hour number one, you really, really, really need to tune in. We talked with Ken Thornburg, and we got some instructions on spiritual warfare, some things specifically to be praying regarding what's happening with the election process, regarding what's happening in the Democratic Party and how they have turned so radical, breaking the territorial demonic spirits over the protesters that is starting to lead to the violence that is taking place and the threats of violence so severe that Justice Alito had to be taken and put into protective custody. And there's concerns about the welfare and the safety of Justice Gorsuch and Justice Thomas as well, and potentially Justice Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett as well, all of whom indications are might be voting with the Alito decision or the majority decision that he has placed. If you're interested in seeing that, go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and I've got that up there, including a link to Randall Terry, who was with us yesterday in Operation Rescue, in training you how to have a protest in your city that is pro-life, to stand in front of your courthouse or your city hall and simply hold a sign that says, "Overturn Wade, stop the murder of these babies," and so critically important. So we talked about the prayer, and then I gave a detailed rundown of 2,000 Mules, the Dinesh D'Souza film. You can watch that film now for free at my website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Click in the blog, the very first one that says Irrefutable Evidence, and then you can click on that video and watch it. But I encourage you also to go to Dinesh D'Souza's site. There's a link to that there. Purchase the DVD. Give it to a friend. Help support Dinesh and what they're doing to expose this. Go to True the Vote. There's a link for that there as well. TrueTheVote.org. Catherine Engelbrecht, Craig Phillip, they're the ones that did all of this and put all of this together. When you watch this, just in brief, 4 million hours of surveillance video that shows the people that went to the drop boxes and geo-tagging that was done using their cell phones. On average, these mules, on average, okay, this is going to blow your mind. On average, the 2,000 mules went to 38 drop boxes with an average of 5 ballots per box that they stuffed in, 380,000 votes. And that was a criterion of 10 or more Dropbox visits. When the criterion was lowered to 5 or more, and imagine this. And let me introduce Ward Connerly as my guest. Ward, welcome. Good to have you, sir. I so appreciate you being with me today.
My pleasure, my brother.
So imagine, Ward, that someone is geo-tracked and then video surveillance seen at 5 drop boxes in, say a 24-hour period. They went to 5 different drop boxes. I mean, and like at, 3, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. That'd be kind of an odd thing, don't you think?
It would be. We have been, I say we meaning those who want democracy to succeed. We have been wanting something that would prove one way or the other that the election was stolen, in quote. And I have been very hesitant to even frame it that way because it sounds like you're a cultist. But if we're going to investigate January 6th, it seems to me that we should be investigating this formally. But I am so proud of the citizens, not the parties, but the citizens. We are a self-governing people, and it's the citizens, it's members of the board of directors of the country who are coming forward and saying, we need to be more actively engaged. We need to investigate the electoral process and do something about it. And Pastor Greg, you are among those that deserve to be in the Citizens Hall of Fame.
God bless you. Well, this is so important for folks to understand this. I'll just add this to it, and then I encourage you again to watch it. By expanding it, dropping the criterion from 10 drop boxes to 5, you come up with 54,000 mules in just these 5 states. In just Wisconsin, Georgia, and in Pennsylvania, it's only in Philadelphia alone, Michigan and Arizona. And in Georgia, it's mostly Fulton County. 54,000 mules, 5 drop box visits, only 3 illegal ballots, rather than the 5 that we know we were averaging with the 2,000. And that equals 810,000 illegal votes, Ward, that were put in to these boxes. And it would change the electoral count to 305 for Trump and 233 for Biden. That's how dramatic the change would be, because all 5 of those swing states would move over into the Trump camp. All 5.
My God. You know, even if it doesn't alter the outcome, even if it didn't, but it sure sounds compelling to me that it had an effect. But even if it doesn't, we have a duty. The parties are supposed to be custodians of the process.
Yeah.
And at the very least, we have a duty to be looking into this further and wanting the process to be fair to everyone. And obviously it is not.
Well, and there is, in this video, there is a National Republic Senatorial Committee whistleblower who was hired by the NRSC to go in Georgia and to monitor the drop boxes. He presented evidence and videotape and camera and photography of cars from Texas, Colorado, South Carolina, and North Carolina, stuffing ballots into these ballot boxes between December 14th and December 31st, presented that evidence to the NRSC, and the NRSC did nothing.
You know, this really reaffirms my view and yours, I'm sure. We need same-day voting.
Yes.
All of this baloney that we're doing now, some of it might have been necessary to mitigate the effects of COVID. But there's just no question now that those who believe in same-day voting are right. The integrity of the election is crucial. It's existential. And the best way to assure that is same-day voting.
Well, and this drop box situation, drop boxes need to go away.
That's right.
Period. Even if you do, like here in Texas, you can do early voting, but 95% of early voting here in Texas is just like same-day voting. It has to be done in person. You have to present an identification. You have to walk in, or in my case, roll in your wheelchair. But you've got to go in and they have to see you. They have to check you in. They have to verify your identification. They have to make sure your ID matches the picture and the face of who you are. And they have to make sure you're on the rolls, and then you get to vote, and they let you vote. In every other country, every other democracy around the world, Ward, it is a requirement that you show up and that you present an identification that verifies and confirms that you are who you say you are and that you are legally allowed to vote in their country. Every other country has this, but here in America, no. The left doesn't want this.
And the reason nothing is being done about it, and I hesitate to say, but I think I'm right, nothing will be done, is because the Democrats, the progressives, don't want anything to be done. They're hypocrites. They're exploiting this for the COVID situation, exploiting it for political purposes, and they have the gall to say they are protecting our democracy with the January 6th hearings.
Well, and the GOP establishment, Ward, I hate to say this, but the GOP establishment won't do anything about it either. And the sad reality then is what does that tell us? It tells us that they themselves understand that they have benefited in some instances in primaries and then ultimately in the general election by this very same act in this very same situation. I mean, it's the reason why when President Trump for the first 2 years of his presidency had a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, and the White House, and yet we the people, what we wanted, the policies that we had put into our party platform that we wanted our party to move forward, and our party had control of both houses and the White House and the ability to get these things done. And Ward, they didn't. They did absolutely nothing. And you fought this, I know, in California. It's the same battle you fought with affirmative action. You weren't just fighting against radical leftists and against the Democratic Party. You were fighting against the establishment GOP that was also benefiting by the very same acts that you were saying, wait, stop. Equity and equality are not the same thing. We will be back to talk about that and how that weapon continues to be wielded today.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I'm so pleased to have my guest with me. He's going to be with us here on a bi-monthly basis, and I'm just so thrilled to have him. He is truly a legend when it comes to fighting affirmative action and to fighting the difference between equity and equality. And he served as a regent in the California University school system. He has established and started a number of influential organizations. He continues to have a significant platform as it comes to bringing forward just truths about our conservative values. And you can find him at independent.org. Again, Ward Connerly. Ward, again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. I don't deserve all of those applause, but I'm fighting dialysis right now, and I don't deserve that either.
No, sir.
So I'll accept your praise.
Well, I you have so eloquently fought this battle. You fought it just recently with Prop 209 and the efforts to try to put affirmative action back in place in California, and California voters unanimously said no. They didn't want that. Our Constitution says all men are created equal and endowed with inalienable rights. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our children are being taught, Ward, in school, though, that America is a dreadful place. America is a racist country. America is a place where people of light white skin like mine are born with hate in our hearts for individuals that have any other shade of skin like yourself. And somehow we're supposed to be enemies, Ward, and there's not anything that anybody can do about that. That sounds destructive to me.
It is destructive. And when you really look at this up close, you realize how self-destructive it is to the country. In my state of California and your former state, Pastor, if you are white, you don't send a prayer of a chance of moving up the ladder when you graduate from college, assuming you get admitted to college, because at every step of the way, the progressive have some equity program that they have in place or they want to put in place to facilitate progress for people of color, and I am one, as they describe it. But that's just not right. And these programs are working against the interests of white and white adjacent. And morally, that is wrong. And the country has designed a system of equal opportunity, allowing people to compete, not equal outcomes. And when you go the equal outcomes route, you are violating everything you profess to believe in. That is wrong. There's no other way to frame it. And my fear is that I don't want to be seen as an Uncle Tom or someone who is baiting on the basis of race. But I don't want to be silent, and I don't want to be perceived when I go to my grave as someone who kept his mouth shut out of fear and cowardice. These things are wrong, and the establishment is not going to do anything about it. So it is incumbent upon us as the people, Pastor Greg and Connerly in his own limited way, and people who are following you, Pastor Greg, are listening. We have to take control of our country and do something about these things.
You know, and there's, of course, all this argument, oh, well, there's no such thing as critical race theory. Critical race theory is not being taught. And yet over and over and over and over again, there's a preponderance of evidence that comes out that clearly shows that, yes, in fact, it is being there. A Foundation of Critical Race Theory in Education by Edward Taylor. The emergence of critical race theory marked an important point in the history of racial politics in the legal academy and broader conversation about race and racism in the United States. More recently, CRT has proven an important analytical tool in the field of education, offering critical perspectives on race and the causes, consequences, and manifestations of race, racism, inequity, and the dynamic powers and privilege in schooling. We're out of time. I wish we could keep this going. But, folks, there's a difference between equity and equality. And Ward Connerly is probably the greatest at speaking to that particular topic. I'm going to get him in a quote. We're going to do that probably later on today, hopefully, if he has time, or perhaps tomorrow. He and I will do a short interview where we will outline that for you and get that published. It's so important that we keep hammering home this point. We are a nation of equality.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Boy, am I glad to be with you. Thanks so much for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, I just again want to tell you, your support and your prayers is the only way that we can keep doing this. So please consider, go to paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg. And make a contribution today to help us to be able to stay on the air, to help us to be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in India and do our outreach. Please make your best gift today, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or you can send a check to Faith Harvest Church. That's Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. Or again, online at paypal.me/PastorGreg. I'm so pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. It's just a thrill to have him with me because everything that we've talked about today, what we talked about, The Power of Prayer, Spiritual Warfare with Ken Thornburg in our first segment, and what, how we need to be praying and breaking off these territorial spirits and praying for a pot of truth to be opened up over the homes of the justices so they will make righteous decisions and not have their ideas and their minds swayed by fear or anything else. And then, of course, the babies, and praying against that there would be a turn, a boomerang effect turn amongst those that are voting the wrong way and voting against the godly foundation of our country. The election, 2,000 mules, and equity and versus equality, and the fact that our nation is founded as a Christian nation with equal rights and equal opportunity for every man, woman, and child, red, brown, yellow, black, and white. And it all comes down to this. It all comes down to who is going to be the king of America. God has put we the people in charge, and we the people need to make sure that our first choice is Christ and a biblical worldview. And I welcome a man who is committed to helping us understand this, his book, Rediscovering America. You can find it at rediscoveringamerica.net. I welcome Scott Powell to the program. Scott, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, it's so good to be with you and your audience.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Anything that I said in there, feel free to pick on it and jump on it and run with it. But, you know, I feel as though, and you were mentioning to me as we were coming, out of the green room, coming on to air about people perhaps not fully understanding when they think about the pilgrims and the Mayflower and the different elements that are associated with that and their Christian beliefs and the influence of that on our founders. But talk to me about what you have written and studied and can share about that influence and how important that is for us for today.
Well, what we're really talking about is God's providence, God's dispensation to restore mankind from a fallen condition. And God works through individuals, but he has worked through nations. And we know that God worked through the Jewish people, the Jewish people's, so much of their identity starts with their slavery in Egypt. And God raised up Moses and Aaron and others that overcame the 10 trials of the Pharaoh and were successful in leading the Jewish people out of Egypt. And of course, we know the story of the Red Sea and so forth. But God showed continuously in that that they were the chosen people, and that in spite of their unfaithfulness at various times, God never abandoned them, but kept his promises and his providence. And of course, Christianity is born. It was created. The Messiah came on the foundation of Judaism. Jesus came to fulfill the law. But just as God worked through the Jewish people and founded Israel, founded a nation, his nation, God's providence through Christianity spread, and it was to spread to the whole world. And first, of course, the apostles went into the Middle East and the Mediterranean part of Europe. Ultimately, Europe became Christianized, and the Catholic Church was the primary institution because it's made up of people. It turns out that the fallen nature of people seems to work institutionally oftentimes to create a distorted or corrupt version of the ideal. And Martin Luther came to correct that. He didn't actually want to start a new religion, but he wanted to reform the Catholic Church. But
he accomplished both. The Catholic Church got reformed and Protestantism was born in 1517. Now, prior to that, of course, Columbus, who was an amazing evangelist, most people have no idea what an incredible evangelist he was.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And he looked forward to blazing a new trail when the Muslims cut off trade to the Far East. He believed the world was round. Not all people did. He did. And he knew that if he sailed west, he could find a passage to the Far East, to the Spice Islands, to China, to India, that would be a great thing. And he looked forward in meeting people along the way that hadn't heard the Christian message. I mean, he was on fire for the good news of the Savior. There was nothing more important or more important to share than this good news that a Savior had come for all mankind. This is who Columbus was. Now, we know that he never set foot on America, but he found a new world that opened up exploration. And ultimately, as Christianity, you know, as Protestantism also ran into some kind of corruption in England, there was a group of separatists who wanted to get back to basic biblical understanding and biblical living. They petitioned the king to form a new church because the Church of England was the only church in England. That was rejected. They became persecuted. They fled to Holland. Ultimately, they fled to America. These are the Pilgrims. Now, the Pilgrims saw themselves in the same position as the Jews leaving the slavery of Egypt for the Promised Land. The Pilgrims had a clear vision that going to the New World was the Promised Land. And after the Pilgrims arrived in Plymouth, and it's a long story, I won't go into it, but they were followed by the Puritans and John Winthrop, and John Winthrop had that same vision about being, in a way, going to the Promised Land. They likened themselves to the Jewish forebears, if you will, who fled Egypt to get to a promised land. They viewed coming to the New World as the promised land. This was the foundation of America. Now, and that all happened in the early 17th century. Our country wasn't officially formed until the latter 18th century. It was, you know, the revolution took place, of course, in 1775, 1776, the Declaration of Independence. But all the ideas of the American Revolution were grounded in biblical truths. And the statements that Thomas Jefferson made in the Declaration of Independence were all biblical. The notion of the self-evident, it was self-evident that all people were created equal. He said it. And then he went on to talk about the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life and liberty, that's freedom. That is a God-given thing, and that comes, both of those come out of the Reformation. The notion of equality. Equality did not exist prior to the Reformation. The notion that people were equal.
Right.
People were not equal.
Right.
Societies were stratified. They were hierarchical. But it was Martin Luther who talked about the priesthood of all believers, that all people could approach God. They didn't need a church institution. They didn't need a mediator of a church. They were all equal before God. Very profound. That idea came to America, and the idea that people had freedom of conscience. They were free to think. They were free to accept, to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, to accept the Christian message. They were free not to accept it, and it was understood that people wouldn't, but they shouldn't be persecuted. There should be tolerance. That's what freedom of conscience is. It's tolerance. It involves and necessitates tolerance. This was the foundation of America. This is how it all began. And the Constitution that followed the Declaration, of course, institutionalized a form of government that would enable the ideals that were set forth in the Declaration to be realized. And it really started with a recognition, and this is right out of Presbyterianism.
All right, we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Scott Powell, rediscoveringamerica.net. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Focus through biblical glasses, and my special guest is Scott Powell. We're talking about rediscoveringamerica.net, and there's so much rich history that you were sharing with us and expressing to us, Scott, and the connectivity between that and what brought about our country's founding and the revolution. You know, one of the things that still keeps cropping up and kind of being thrown up there is this idea of a separation of church and state, and the thought process being that, well, you know, look, we can't be mixing religion with politics. We can't really be getting the church engaged in the process of the body politic. Can you speak to that and maybe the founder's view as it related to how important it was? Or I guess the church's role. I don't want to lead that. Let me leave it open for you to speak to it.
Well, the narrative that has been developed really came out of a misinterpretation of correspondence, I believe, by Thomas Jefferson. But the First Amendment says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes on to speak about freedom of speech and the press and the right of a peaceful assembly and so forth. So where is it in Amendment 1 that Christians should not have an influence on government? The focus on the First Amendment is that the government cannot establish a religion. And that's the extent of it. Because look, God knew that his truth would be understood slightly differently by different people. And of course, God knows the future. He knows everything. He knew that different churches would arise, and the interaction of biblical theologians, scholars, and so forth would elevate the understanding of Christ's message as people see it from a slightly different view, and there's a different emphasis. You know, we have, look at all the different emphases we have in Christianity, and different people all have different needs, and so different ministries are appropriate for people's different needs. This is an incredible blessing. So Congress couldn't establish one religion. Americans were free to form their own churches, and that the government shouldn't interfere with them. But you can be sure that God's intention was to raise up a moral and virtuous Christian people who would get involved in life, get involved in business, in government, in every walk of life. That is what we are called to do as Christians, not retreat from the world, but to engage the world and make the world a better place. And this was understood early on by once our government was formed after the Constitution. You know, we open up every session of Congress with prayer, even today, but that has its origin from the very beginning. So this is just a distorted narrative that has been used, to drive Christianity out of the public square.
Now let me ask you.
It is the opposite of what we're called to do.
Now let me ask you this: how would you apply a biblical worldview to this question of the election and election integrity? How does a biblical worldview in your thoughts, Scott, play a role in the election and just that election process?
Well, I think first let's go back to how the country was, the structure of the government. You know, the concern of the founders was of course that power would be abused. They were fearful that the patterns of the past, the abuse of power, would reappear in the new government of America. And so, what did they do? God had raised up a philosopher named Montesquieu, who talked about the virtue of the separation of powers and the importance of checks and balances. And they recognized that that's going to be an important part of building this new nation, to mitigate the fallen nature of people who get into government, to mitigate corruption, to check the abuse of power. Very important. But it was a nation established from the bottom, from the people. The people rule. The people decide who will govern them. And when you think about, you know, America, you know, we are an exceptional nation. I'll tell you why. I mean, I'll tell you a million reasons why, but let's just start out with three first. We're the first country in which the government's primary role is to protect people's unalienable natural rights. The first country in human history formed that way, that the primary role of government was to protect the people's unalienable, God-given natural rights. That is absolutely profound. Second, we're the first country to establish extensive checks and balances. I was just speaking about that. That contribution was made from Montesquieu. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just three branches of government, and it wasn't just a free press that would also be a check on corruption in government. It would expose it and then check it. It was also the genius of the founders was amazing. It was that we would have a federalist system. So we would have a division of power between the federal government and the states. In fact, the 10th Amendment specifically says that all powers that are not specifically allocated to the federal government revert to the states. So the states should really have more power than the federal government. We have lost a lot of that. Now, the third thing is we're the first country whose government derived its legitimacy and its power from the consent of the governed. So that's the key point, Greg, right there, the consent of the governed. How does that happen? It happens through elections. The people speak, they express their choices for who is to govern them through elections. Mm-hmm. And elections are sacred to our system. So vote fraud is one of the worst sins, if you will. It is a high crime and misdemeanor. The people who commit vote fraud are committing treason against America. Do I need to repeat that?
Please.
The people who commit vote fraud are committing treason against our country, pure and simple. But we, you know, obviously we've been far too lax for so many years. Vote fraud didn't just happen in the 2020 election. It happened in many earlier elections. And it's happened in other countries too. And most other countries have dealt with it more severely than we have. We're late in waking up to, you know, the crime of vote fraud. But it's so important to our particular system. There's no country like America,
right?
A country that is of the people, by the people, for the people. The government's role is to protect people's natural rights. So
let me just interject real quick. It's interesting as you're saying that, because you're talking about, you know, the 9th and 10th Amendment. And I think what is confused, and David Justokas and I have talked about this on Wednesday, he's our constitutional attorney, about that governments and states are given certain powers, but all rights are reserved to the people. The rights are ours.
That's right.
Unlike what many preachers preach out of Romans 13 about bowing down to government magistrates and so on and so on and so on, in America, it's the exact opposite. Those people that sit in representative seats, Senate seats, and so on, and we could talk next time about the Senate situation and the 17th Amendment and how that really destroyed the ability of the states to rein in federal power. But these are people who are servants of ours, and we serve Christ, and Jesus is the King of America.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.